Good morning. This is Jasper and Annabelle with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a man is recovering in hospital after falling in the Glasshouse Mountains in the Sunshine Coast on Saturday. Emergency services were called to Mount Biwa at 4:30 p.m., but were unable to rescue the man in his 20s until the following morning. The man suffered ankle injuries and was unable to descend the mountain. Members of the Queensland Fire Department spent the night on the mountain with the man before a rescue helicopter winched him the following morning.
Queensland Federal Labor MP Ali France has been cleared after an investigation into possibly being enrolled to vote in a vacant block. In the 2025 election, France unseated Peter Dutton from the Dickinson electorate and had been enrolled from Arana Hills, but was found to be staying in a residence in the Gap Orion suburb. Liberal Senator James McGrath then eagerly launched an investigation with the electoral watchdog, which did prove unsuccessful. France's former residence is currently being demolished and a new property will be built to better suit their needs and will be permitted to reside at the Gap until that is finished.
In national news, a controversial proposal to rename a Tasmanian electorate after an Indigenous resistance leader had been abandoned by the Australian Electoral Commission following public disagreement. The proposal involved renaming the electorate of Franklin, which includes Hobart's Eastern Shore and Southern Tasmania, to Tongalongita after an Aboriginal leader and warrior who died in 1837. The Australian Electoral Commissioner Jeff Pope said, quote, "Public submissions not only indicated a level of disagreement among Tasmanian Aboriginal organisations and individuals about the proposed name, but also highlighted a broad sentiment that further consultation was required." The Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre criticised the proposal, quote, "It makes no sense. For people who fought so fiercely against the establishment of a white political system to name the system the same system in their honour." TAC campaign manager Nala Mansell said the AEC should have consulted the TAC earlier. Quote, "If the idea is to include Aborigines or acknowledge our ancestors, it's important to give Aborigines the opportunity to discuss it, think about it, and provide our feedback."
Following a series of scandals, Charles Darwin University will be forced to prove to the Northern Territory government that its funding is delivering positive outcomes for students. In the past 12 months, CDU has faced the resignation of TAFE chief executive, had $4 million owed to the staff in underpayments, scrapped $2 million plans to open a London campus despite having no students enrolled in the UK, and Vice Chancellor Scott Bauman stepping down in February. The university will face strict new guidelines on how it can spend government funds. Northern Territory Education Minister Joe Hersey said that the government would overhaul its partnership with CDU and demand it abide by new KPIs. She said, quote, "I am bringing forward these changes to end the frustration and unnecessary costs in time and money students and their families have been caught up in."
In international news, according to meteorological authorities, Typhoon Dolphin, which made landfall in eastern China last night, has triggered a top-level alert. The storm caused over 1,000 flight cancellations and evacuations. Authorities have warned citizens of Xinjiang of heavy rains, high flooding risk, and landslide risks. Forecasters predict that the area of China can expect 200 to 400 millimetres of rainfall in the coming days.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 14 degrees with an expected maximum of a whopping 23, set to hit around 3 p.m. That only gives you a couple of hours to frolic in the sun though, because it sets at 5:24 p.m. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.